Hi, this is North Coast, a local squash. This is Benjamin.
Yep.
Yeah, hi, Benjamin. I see you tried to reach out to us, but having problems connecting. I do apologize for that.
You're good.
And are you in front of your computer right now? Awesome. Yeah. So first, let me just update you, okay, where we are right now and what we will focus next. We are done with the content creation and directory submission as part of brand awareness and online exposure. Your Facebook ads is running with 34 clicks and 1,840 reach. Your Google profile has just been successfully verified. We are now moving into continuous optimization, okay, to help improve your visibility and ranking. A few things to keep in mind, Benjamin, about the ranking is it takes time, okay, and it needs consistency. It's normal not to see the immediate changes, but we are building a strong foundation. So what you can do now, since it's already verified, is to start campaigning for positive reviews. It can help influence your visibility, credibility, and also conversion potential. We have crafted you and sent you a review request template that you can provide to your clients. You can also utilize the request review feature that is already available in your local Splash dashboard. It's very simple, okay? You just log into the dashboard. By the way, do you know how to log into the local Splash dashboard? Okay, that's good. And have you gone through checking the dashboard and familiarize the available options there?
I've looked around.
Okay, awesome. So yeah, in your dashboard, when you log in and if you wanted to utilize the request review tool, yeah, you can go to the reviews tab, just hit on the request review. Okay, it's just simple. You just enter the name of the happy clients or happy customers you had, and then their phone number or email, yeah, and they will receive a text or email from you asking to rate you on Google. So yeah, also continue to share photos to us, okay? Yeah, photos that showcase your work. They will be useful for future contents. We create an optimization. And we also encourage you to regularly log into your dashboard to help monitor the traffic and conversions in real time. And I can see that your website is still waiting for an approval before making it live. Have you had a moment to look over the preview that we sent?
Yes. And yeah, that's kind of one of the things I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
There's some simple things I wanted to change on it.
Mm-hmm.
So do I have access to editing the website at all?
Okay, as for the website, let me try checking it here on the dashboard. Yes, on the dashboard there is a website editor available, so if you wanted to make updates before it goes live, if you want to update it yourself, you can do so. Yes. Are you logged into the dashboard right now? So I can guide you where to
Yes.
make these. Okay, awesome. So in the dashboard, you can go to the home tab and
Okay.
in the left-hand side, you'll see the, business info, promoted URL. Right below promoted
Okay.
URL, yeah, you see website editor.
Yep.
Yeah, you can click on that one. And just wanted to let you know, okay, that there are some parts on the website that are locked for editing. So, yeah. So, if ever you wanted to edit, that part, but it's locked, just let us know, okay? We will have our website team make an update on that part.
Okay. So if I make some edits or whatever on it, would I just hit republish and then it would change
Yes.
everything?
Yes, that is right.
Okay. And yeah, so I got, you guys contacted me a couple of days ago asking, you guys tried to log into my, like, domain account, but it wasn't working. So, yeah. I mean, I'm trying to log in right now. And
yes, yeah, it looks like the credentials that you provided, was it working for us? Let me check. Yeah, I think the password was incorrect.
Okay, yeah, I mean, yeah, one sec, I'm trying to mess with it right now.
Sure, yeah, take your time.
Yeah, that's weird. I mean, my password for it isn't working.
Okay.
So, I mean, I guess I can...
reset.
So I can mess with that later, and then once I get it figured out, would you just want me to text this number with the...
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, with the updated password.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, that was it for me, Benjamin. Okay. So,
okay.
We will keep you updated through monthly reports. Okay. SEO is for long-term consistent updates and collaboration with us. Okay. So, yeah. Let me know if you have any questions for me, though.
Yeah. So, just to, like, double-check the pricing and what I'm paying for. So the leads, I pay for those separately and individually, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, and then I'm paying you guys, was it $300 a month?
Mm-hmm.
To, yeah, so what's
okay.
What, yeah, explain that to me. Yeah.
Yes, sure. Yeah, I can explain it to you and also break down, you know, the inclusions, okay, of what you're paying us every month. So your monthly payment, this is for the bundle, okay? So it's $299 per month. Your billing is every 18th of the month. So the $299, so $199 goes to the local SEO services fee. And $100, it goes to your Facebook ads monthly budget.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's a total of $299. So what's included in your $199 is the Google Business Profile optimization.
Okay.
Yeah, keeping your profile up to date with latest information, posts and offers, directory listings. So, we list your business on high authority local directories such as the Yelp, Bing, you know, Google Places. Relevant Yellow, I'm not sure if you're familiar, but it's been yeah, it's been around for a long time already. So yeah, we do content creation. Okay, we write blog posts and articles that and topics relevant to your audience. Okay, and we incorporate it with location specific keywords into your website content, to improve the local search ranking and mobile optimization. So this is to ensure that your website is mobile friendly, okay? Provide like seamless experience on all devices. And aside from that, there is also call tracking included. So a call tracking, that's the phone number that we use everywhere, right? To promote your business. And yeah, that's the one that helps track all of the incoming calls for us and filters calls as well.
Okay.
As it helps prevent robocalls.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So yeah, another question I had, so like for like my Facebook ads and everything, is that only reaching people in the Marion County, or is that like reaching like everybody? Because I remember at one point I listed multiple counties to you for something. But is my ads like going out to all those counties that I listed?
Mm-hmm. Let me check that here. So here are the areas, okay, that your ads are targeting. Okay, mm-hmm. Jefferson and also Marion County.
Okay, is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, can we add more to that? Because Jefferson is a very small town.
Okay, yeah, we can. And also, I do recommend you, instead of like targeting like the whole county, I do recommend targeting specific cities. Because because it can make a significant difference in both visibility and lead quality. Google prioritizes location specific relevance. For example, if someone searches plumber in Marion, in Jefferson, so a page optimized for Jefferson, will rank higher, okay, than targeting the entire province or county.
Yeah.
So yeah, because counties cover multiple cities. Okay, which means, more businesses competing for the same broad keywords. So if we narrow it or by focusing to a city, we reduce the competition and it increases our chances, of ranking on the first page on Google.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I can add more cities?
Yes, yes. So, do you have a list with you right now of CDs you wanted to?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, when you're ready.
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, so we already got Jefferson. So, can we do Albany?
Albany.
Yep.
Okay. Okay.
And then we'll do Salem.
Okay. Salem.
And we'll do Corvallis.
How do you spell that? Corvallis?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you. Okay.
And then we can do Monmouth, M-O-N. Monmouth.
Okay.
And then Independence.
Okay. Independence. Okay.
McMinnville. It's MCMINN. Ville.
Oh, okay. McMinnville. Okay.
And then we'll do Molalla. That is Molalla.
Okay.
And we'll do Mulino. That is M-U-L-I-N-O.
Okay, M-U-L-I-N-O, okay.
And then, does this have the two-hour drive time limit that we're doing right now?
Yes, we should not go, beyond 2 hour limit because, okay. If Google finds out, we're targeting 2 hours, away from your location, we might get suspended, the profile may get suspended. So, limit is within 2 hour drive.
Okay. We can do Portland.
Okay.
And Beaverton.
How do you spell that?
B-E-A-V-E-R-T-O-N.
Okay. Thank you.
And then just give me 1 second.
Sure.
Yeah, so we can do Kaiser. That is K-E-I-Z-E-R. And then we can do Woodburn. W-O-O-D-B-U-R-N. Are you there?
Hello? Yeah.
Hello?
Hello? Do you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I got all of those. I have Kaiser, Woodburn.
Okay. Then we can do Wilsonville.
Wilsonville? Okay.
Newburgh. N-E-W-B-E-R-G.
Okay, Newburgh.
And then we can do Lake Oswego. So it's the word lake. And then O-S-W-E-G-O.
Okay.
And then we can do Hillsboro. It's H-I-L-L-S-B-O-R-O.
Okay.
And we can do Tigers, T-I-G-A-R-D.
Okay, Tigers.
Okay. And then we can do Staten. It's S-T-A-Y-T-O-N.
Okay.
And then we can do Sweet Home.
Sweet Home. Okay.
And then we can do Lebanon as L-E-B-A-N-O-N.
Okay, Lebanon. By the way, Google Business Profile only allows service area to define up to 20 specific service areas. So let me just count.
Yeah, I'm gonna
do that. Okay. Okay, so we have 20 already.
Okay, perfect.
I think Jefferson is not included. Let me just count again. Yeah, we have actually 21 in the list, including the Jefferson.
Okay, so do we need to take one off?
Yes, that is right. Maybe we could focus more on areas with, you know, high population.
Yeah, so you can take off... you can take off Staten.
Staten, okay. Right. So I have here Albany, Corvallis, Monmouth, Independence, McMinnville, Molalla, Molino, Portland, Beaverton, Kaiser, Woodburn, Wilsonville, Newburgh, Lake Oswego, Hillsboro, Tigard, Sweet Home, and Lebanon, and also Jefferson.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay, sweet. So, was there anything that I need to do? I mean, we talked about I'm gonna edit the website a little bit, but was there anything that I needed to do?
Let me see.
Oh, and then I'll get my password for my domain login ready for you guys.
Sure. Yeah. Now, let me check for the Google verified. We still need anything else for that one. Okay, so as for the Google verified, Benjamin, we're still waiting, okay, for Google Verified team to send you the link. This is for the background check. So, yeah, because we have to go through different phases for the Google Verified in order for it to be, you know, like fully completed. Sometimes the process could take 4 to 6 weeks, but yeah. Mm-hmm. So I will follow up with the Google Verified team. If there is a link available already, okay, for you to complete the background check. For background check, you just need to upload your driver's license. Okay. So it's either you will receive an email from Evident or...
Okay.
I think, I've been text from Evident or email from Pinkerton. Yeah, we will let you know.
Okay.
So yeah, that's basically it. Okay. I think we've covered everything we need to, you know, to update you, okay, about the account. So we will look forward for you to give us the updated password, okay, for your domain. And also, and you can you will be making updates to the website, right? So yeah, we don't want to publish it, okay, when you're still editing it. Once you're satisfied with the updates on the website, please let us know, okay? And yeah, give us a go signal, okay, to make it live.
Okay, do I just text this number?
Yes, you can text this number.
Okay, perfect.
All right. Okay, so yeah, really appreciate your time again, Benjamin, speaking with me today. Let me know if you have any questions, though, before we...
I think we're all squared away.
Okay, all right. Yeah, again, we will continue monitoring the account here, okay, and we'll keep you posted.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you so much again for your time. You have a great weekend ahead. Bye-bye now.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.